This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The sports world has come to a halt as the coronavirus pandemic has shut down teams on all levels. But in Cleveland, one professional team has been busy making deals. Terry, first off, as a longtime sports columnist, this has got to be a very jarring experience.
Well, you just look around for what else you could write about. This is, they always say, where you earn your money. Once upon a time, I had a chance to go be a general columnist, which is kind of write about anything you want on the news side. And I always thought, oh, I'm not going to get away from sports because if nothing else, I always have winners and losers with a game, or I have somebody being fired or somebody being traded. And with all the sports except one basically shutting business down, I was very grateful, probably more than ever in my life, that the NFL was still around doing something because I needed something to write about.
Yeah, and that happened last week as free agency opened and the Browns made some big moves.
Right, and to be very fair to the NFL, they got some criticism. Why are you doing business when nobody else is? This is the kind of business they do all the time, which is always done by text and emails and phone conversations. These negotiations on free agents and trades, they're not done in person. It's not 1946 anymore. So they can social distance all they want, still make million-dollar deals. And that's what they did.
Okay, and that's exactly what happened. So talk about this, because it's more than $100 million in payroll here.
Right, what the Browns did. You know, we have, once again, a new front office. You know, we're back to sort of the analytics thing, which is the Ivy League-driven group that was first here in 2016 with Sashi Brown. While Sashi Brown is gone, one of his assistants, Andrew Berry, is now running the show. And he brought in a young head coach, Kevin Stefanski, who is very numbers-driven. When you saw Baker Mayfield getting all beat up last year, those linemen are coming right down his throat. Nobody's protecting him. Nobody's blocking. So they targeted a guy named Jack Conklin as a free agent, 25 years old, played for the Tennessee Titans. He's 25. So in other words, he's only played a few years. Mm-hmm. And his best years usually are in that 26 to 30 range. So they gave him a three-year contract for $42 million.
And then who else did they get?
They felt in the new offense, they needed a tight end. Same profile, somebody who's middle 20s, somebody they think the best football is still coming, and that guy is Austin Hooper, played for the Atlanta Falcons. So those were their two big investments.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of other teams threw bigger money at maybe players who were older and bigger names, that was their two profiles.
Then they signed a quarterback in Case Keenum, which made fans wonder, is that a threat to Baker Mayfield?
He played with Minnesota when Kevin Stefanski, their current coach, when Stefanski was the quarterback coach with the Vikings. Case Keenum actually was a backup there. They had a variety of injuries. Keenum stepped in, and they went 11-3 with him as the backup quarterback having to start. He's a good mentor to younger guys, and if he has to, he could play and not be a disaster. They're not going to have a quarterback competition. I mean, the idea is to make it work for Mayfield. They'll never say this, but I believe that there was a sense internally that Baker suffered from some sense of entitlement. Yes, the offensive line didn't help him. So they said, okay, we got you a tackle. And yes, you like to throw a big, tall receiver. So we got you a big 6'5" tight end. But we're also going to get you a guy in Case Keenum who's going to show you really what it means to be an NFL quarterback and survive and put together game plans and just some maturity. Just him being in the room will let Baker know, hey, you know, I've got to make sure I do everything I am supposed to do.
So all these moves have really made the Browns better.
Yes, they have. I mean, let's not get all Super Bowl playoff, none of that kind of stuff like a year ago. But there, you can see the logic behind it. You can see what they're doing. They've got a lot of work, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They signed a bunch of other players, by the way, Amanda. Now, some of them were older, but all those were to cheap one-year contracts. They were just kind of role players and fill-ins.
Okay. And in the background of all of this, this week was supposed to be the Indians' home opener. And of course, that's canceled. Don't know when it's going to be. It's got to be a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's strange. And that's, and everything else is up in the air, that's for sure.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.